Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right, it's Friday. Can you believe it, Danny? I tell you what, man, it's exciting. We got through another week here. We're out in the field talking to merchants, and we're signing up agents, and Iolo is growing every day of the week, which means your business is growing every day of the week. There are so many agents that are out there that are absolutely active. I mean active in the sense that they're doing the work. I mean, they're out there calling on merchants, knocking on doors, creating relationships, helping merchants to understand how Iolo works for them, helping their salespeople and the people that work for those merchants understand this product, and they're getting sales, and people are getting paid. I mean, this really is the real deal. We're really excited about your opportunity. We want to say thank you and congratulations for joining the team, but also thank you for joining in on our radio broadcast this morning. My name is Tony Williamson. I'm glad to be your host with my co-host, Mr. Donnie Crisp, this morning. Donnie, I know it's been a busy week for you, my friend. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good under the weather. There's all this, these weather changes we have down here from 75, 80 degrees down to 3 degrees. But hanging in, man, still plugging along, getting out there, talking to people. And it's everything's positive, man. Everything's positive with Iolo.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Well, I'm excited to be introducing a new guest today. So if you're just joining us for the first time, be sure that you that you take some notes today. We've got an exciting guest that's going to be on board. We're going to bring her on in just a few minutes. Our dial-in number is 718-664-9145, 718-664-9145. And you know that number if you're dialing in. You may be listening in on the Internet. You can go to IOLORadio.com and listen in live streaming right there on the Internet. Iolo is really an amazing company that is exploding. I mean, literally exploding onto the scene in the rent-to-own marketplace. And we are changing people's lives. We're helping merchants to get more business. And we're certainly changing the lives of the merchants that are in the field. So really thrilled that you're here as an independent agent. And this is what this show is about. The show is for you so that you have a voice. If you'd like to be part of the conversation today, you can hit 1 on your phone. And that'll put you up on our switchboard, and we can see that you're there, that you have a comment or question. We appreciate your participation. We absolutely do, and we thank you for being on board. We may, in fact, have Mr. Bud Nemeth at some point join us, but I really want to kind of jump into our conversation today because we've got a very special guest for you today. This young lady has been involved in the rent-to-own industry and has had some personal experience on the other side of the fence, so to speak, because she was working with merchants. She was also working with merchants in the, credit card processing, bringing those, merchant accounts to merchants and so forth, the Visa, MasterCard, you know what I'm talking about, right? And so she has some inside scoop, so to speak, on the merchants because she's been in this business. And Iolo is another way, like credit card processing, to allow merchants to give their customers access to their products to make it easy for them. So they process credit cards. Why? Because it gets them more business. Now, yes, they pay fees for that, right? Every time you use your credit card to purchase something from a merchant, that merchant is paying a fee, whether it's 1.5%, 2%, 3%, 4%, depending on which card you're using. Those merchants are actually glad to pay the fee because they can't finance your purchases and don't want to be in the financing business. And so, therefore, and everybody knows, the credit card companies are quite wealthy from that activity of collecting that 1% or 2% or 3%. And as an IOLO agent, by the way, you now can collect that 2% every time your merchants are processing an IOLO rent-to-own contract for their customers. So you're really getting in the stream, if you will, of that cash flow. But for our merchants, it makes it very attractive to them simply because they're not paying any fees. They pay no fees to IOLO. IOLO collects their revenues from the customer of that merchant. When that customer signs their contract, they pay that merchant their first month's payment, and then they pay a series of payments after that directly to IOLO. IOLO takes ownership of the product, and they send the cost of that product directly to that merchant within 48 hours. So the merchant sees their money very quickly. IOLO owns the product, so they have an asset, the value of the money that they've paid the merchant, and the customer is renting that product from IOLO for a series of months, and if they complete that process, then they become the owner of that product, whatever it may be. So it works great for everybody. The merchant doesn't pay any cost whatsoever for this transaction. He just gets to get more business. He gets to keep the cost of the money that he was spending on the credit cards that he was processing, that 2% or 3%. And guess what? As an independent IOLO agent, you get paid that money. You get paid that money every time your merchant signs a rent-to-own deal with one of their customers, helping their customers as well. And for the customers on the customer side, real quickly, I'll just share with you, this is a great deal for the customers. And Ioana has a unique experience of this, and that's who we're going to be talking to this morning. Ioana Nye is actually understanding what a benefit the rent-to-own is to the customers because she's been in some very interesting situations where even people with excellent credit and credit cards in their pocket will choose rent-to-own. And I'm excited for her to bring this to us today and share this really to some tremendous insight. And so you guys are really in for a real treat. So be sure, please, go ahead and reach out to everybody that's part of your team and send out a text message to them right now to 718-664-9145 because Ioana is going to bring some interesting conversation to our discussion here at IOLO Radio about rent-to-own. So I want to say good morning, Ioana. How are you today? And really, welcome to the show today.
Good morning. Thank you. I am so excited to be on the show today. Wow.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Ioana, I've shared a little bit of information, as you know, with the audience this morning. But when you and I were talking, I just felt like your experience, your very unique experience at the retail level, on the other side of the desk, so to speak, with the customer, where the rent-to-own option was something that was really attractive to them. And it's like, really, why would that be attractive? And I'm sure that there are many new agents out there that haven't really connected those dots yet because we're just looking at it like, well, okay, well, the customer is going to be, it looks like they're paying more than they would for credit cards. But, of course, we've had this discussion, Ioana, that if somebody had a credit card and they only paid the minimum payment on it, by the time they actually get it paid for, they're going to pay over 400%, literally up to 400% or more for, that's just with a 16% credit card for the cost of that product, whatever that may be, because they're just, and that's what most people do is just pay minimum payment. But there's other situations also. Not only is somebody saving money, literally saving money using the rent-to-own option, but there's other attractions that cause people to choose this even when they've got good credit or credit cards in their pocket. And if you don't mind, Ioana, just let's unpack that a little bit so people can understand it. So do you mind going back, if you would, just share with the audience your background, a little bit of your background, you know, how you got to this experience, if you will. And now we don't want to use any of our competitors' names or anything like that, of course, but just to make it organic or generic. And so you want to just share with the audience here your experience, because I think it's fascinating, what the excitement I get from this conversation that you bring to this discussion.
Okay. Well, I have a pretty extensive background in finance, over 20 years worth, and I was a mortgage broker for about 15 years until the industry crashed. So I ended up looking into employment with one of the major retailers here. in the metropolitan Detroit area. Actually, they're one of the top retailers of furniture here in the Midwest region. Presented to them, and it's the beauty of it is that I actually saw the rent-to-own program grow, develop from the beginning to the till their growth before by the time I left. How much more money the company was making by using the rent-to-own program rather than regular financing. And how I saw that was it actually increased my commissions and my sales. So with that being said, obviously I had no problem with speaking with customers when it comes to offering payment options because, again, that's my background. However, the training was so simplistic with this other, with one of our competitors who started out the same way that we're doing now, paper applications and the visits from the company, training, actually just sharing with the salespeople how easy this process is. And now they're a multi-million dollar company. However, they are charging fees and they have application fees with the customer up front. So when I was able to see this with the customers, how they were able to understand how simple the process was, all we have to do as agents is really your most valuable asset in these retailers, with these merchants, is the salespeople, the one who makes the final decision. However, the salesperson, the salespeople, the managers, are the one that will sell it to the owner to get you to sign up. Now, the owner
why do you say you wonder that the salespeople are the most? I mean, and you're kind of, and I like what you're saying here. You're kind of saying that the salespeople are the most critical element here. Tell us a little bit more why that might be the case.
Absolutely. Okay, because you are on the front end. You're there, the customer. You're the salesperson is actually making the sale. So they're the one that they know. They're getting to know the customer. And when they are comfortable and confident in the products that are available, which are payment options that all retailers have, when they know that your process, which is how I felt about the one competitor, when I knew that it was an easy process, and not only that, I could actually upsell more to the customer because they were approved by their income, not by credit. So with the no credit check program going on, I became more confident in it, knowing that, A, it made me more money for my family, obviously, but at the same time, the customer felt that it was a good option, even the ones with excellent credit, because I had people coming in buying $5,000 worth of furniture, and guess why? They bought a new home, and they were already pre-approved. They cannot have any more credit lines added to their debt-to-income ratio could not be increased. So they were all over it. Sure, I'll pay this off in 90 days with no issue, no problem. Even the ones where that had credit problems and issues, they would actually take advantage of the 90-day because they actually would have the product in their home. And with that being said, they would pay on it because they were able to take their time and make it as payments that they can afford. And then we actually really, really advertise during income tax time. This is the best time to get rent-to-own because people actually have the large income tax refunds coming back to them. And if they don't have to spend it all at one time, there you have it.
That's really fascinating. That's really fascinating, Ioana, because you're saying that, and if I'm understanding you right, you're saying that, okay, let's just say it's a couple that just bought their home, just bought a new home, and they're in that period of time when, let's say they're getting ready to move into the home, they know the closing's coming, and they realize, oh, we don't really, you know, they're upgrading, and so they realize they've got a bunch of empty rooms. They really don't have enough furniture, or don't have any furniture of some kind, right? And so they know that if they use their credit cards, that that's going to impact the closing on that property, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So they don't want to use their credit cards because their mortgage company is saying, don't go out and spend any more money because you don't want anything showing up on your credit.
That
right?
was my
you don't
background.
Want anything
I was that. That's right. I was that mortgage broker. I was that one who did that loan for them and would say during this process before closing, do not go out and buy a car. Do not go and open any new credit cards. Do not. Stay where we are right
so
now until the closing.
Right. So you're telling those new clients, for your mortgage broker, you're telling those clients, you know, you don't do anything until the closing. After the closing,
correct.
Do whatever you want to, but in that, right. So here's this young couple, let's say, and they're going, well, we need some furniture. Let's say, Yolanda, they've got good credit. They've got money on their credit cards that they could use, but they're being told don't use it. They go and do a rent-to-own at a furniture store, and they get to take it, you know, right away. They know that the furniture can be delivered on the day that they close on the property, whatever the case may be. That's not going to show up on their credit report at all, is it?
No, it isn't.
And so that's
and
a big option
beds,
for them. So,
mattresses, furniture.
So what they're going to do then really is they're going to rent it maybe for a month or two, and then they're going to go pay it off with their credit card or just pay cash or whatever they're going to do. So the rent-to-own option is a short-term bridge for them to get what they want right now, and they're more than happy to pay the rental charge, which is the premium,
yes.
if you will, or the factoring that Iolo is charging for this service. They're more than happy to pay that small factoring cost for a month or two so they can go ahead and get what they want. Is that right? Because, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me now that you've explained it that way. That's amazing.
Yes, and my sales and commissions skyrocketed, and the company actually bloomed and opened up more stores and advertised this program as if it actually took over the other conventional financing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Yolanda this morning, and she's out of the greater metropolitan Detroit, Michigan area. And Yolanda Nye is had some experience, as you can tell if you're just dialing in and listening in now, that in the retail industry. And this is really fascinating, Yolanda, because, you know, people, you know, you hear merchants, and this is a great sales tool for you guys out there in the, you know, for all of us. I'm one of you. I'm an independent, just like, you know, Yolanda, you and I are just like everybody else that's listening in. We're all part of the same club here.
Yes.
We're all independent agents
yes.
with Iolo. And this is a great sales advantage for us, because if we go out and the merchant says something silly like, well, I don't want my customers to pay more because it looks like they're paying more, we've made the argument in the past that, well, they're not paying more compared to using credit cards because most people pay minimums on credit cards. But what you're saying is most people would be more than happy to, if they had the option, if the merchant had it. If the merchant doesn't have the option, they're going to go somewhere where they can get it. But they want to rent it for a month or two and then pay it off. And with Iolo, there's no penalty. There's no late payment. This 90-day same as cash is a bunch of hooey because there's no such thing. What they do is they penalize the heck out of those people if they go beyond the 90 days. But with Iolo, there's never a penalty. There's never an application fee. There's never an interest charge, literally. There's
correct.
A factoring
correct.
Charge for the rent. It's not a financial deal. It's a rent-to-own, and they can rent it for the first 2 months and then pay off the balance of what they paid for the product to begin with, which would be certainly less because they paid it down. In many cases, they paid it down quite a bit. And so now all they've got is that balance, that little balance that's left, and they can pay that off anytime they want to, without any fees. Do you think that that really is attractive to the merchants? Given the experience that you've had, Yolanda, is this something that we really are to be excited about going out and be able to explain to these merchants?
Yes, yes. And to take the fear away, there is a couple of sales tools that I would like to get in the hands of Nima to produce for our company to to share with everyone actually gives you the checks and balances on when you approach these merchants. You have to still speak with them. You're going to have to still do that interview process. You can't go in just as if here's an awesome program, sign up for it. You have to know or want to learn how this finance industry works. And if we're not financing, and that's another plus that they're going to love, is because then they're getting more money in their bank, in their bank account. They're selling more on top of it. It's a no-brainer.
Well, that
you just
sounds
have to
so
get
exciting.
Them to understand that.
So that's really the – but that's where we come in, right? I know
yes,
that you –
Yes, exactly.
So you're, if I'm understanding you, Yolanda, you're saying you really are spending time with your merchants, giving them, you know, a full explanation of your perspective here, I think while it's unique at this point in time, I'm going to say for some of us who haven't heard of this, it's not unique in the industry. And so you're saying it's important for us as agents to spend some real quality time. In other words, is it important for us to get that owner? You're saying the owner's making the decision or the management team's making the decision, but they're not the ones that are actually need to be trained on how to use the product. The salespeople must be trained on how to use the product because that's how we get paid as agents when they're writing the orders. The owners aren't writing those orders. They're not selling the product
from
before.
That's correct. Do not place so much focus on the owner.
I get it. So you're saying that it's kind of a two-pronged approach. Number one, the first piece is we really need to understand the real advantages of rent-to-own so that we can communicate that effectively to the owner or the management team so that they can make the proper decision, number one. But then the work's not done because then we really need to get in there and put our arms around the salespeople individually, develop a relationship with them, and educate them individually about how this product can benefit their earnings, because they get paid commission most of the time. Those are commissionable salespeople on the floor, right? So we're going to help them now so that they're making more money.
Yes. I lived it. Yes. I walked the walk.
How important is that to this as far as you're concerned?
Well, you know, why it is so important is because we of course, it's new. And I think with anything new, you want to, if you're like me, sales is in my DNA. And you want to know and learn everything right away. And you're excited. And while the momentum is going on, you want to get out there and do what you need to do. And that's awesome. The owner needs to feel that. They need to know that you believe in this and what it is that you're offering. And it's the next best thing since sliced bread. However, you're not going to be able to get in front of that person every time. So just because that owner is not available, make buddies and friends with the salespeople in that location. Talk to the salespeople and let them know what you're doing, and they're the ones that actually will pull the coattails of the owner or the decision maker, sales manager, and say, we need to get this in here. And this, at least, and I understand it, it's free, so what is the problem? What would be the reason? It's just another way, another option, another way for you to get in there and let them know that there are payment options out here that customers are very familiar with. And then as we continue to grow and make it more easier, more accessible, because that's how it grew where I was, it ended up becoming computer. Everything ended up going on the computer. When we first started, it took maybe 2 hours for me to get an approval. However, the customer came in looking for a sofa. But then by the time, and I would say, in my little script, whatever you call it, well, let's, make them comfortable. They're going to walk around and look at more things, or they can go have lunch somewhere and come back. And we'll have an answer for you. Or, but yeah, give me your cell number, and I'll, text you or call you and tell you, hey, you're approved. This is the amount you're going to get. Come on back. Or really, I already took a checklist of everything that you wanted. How about this? I'll just set it all up, and you have to come in and sign the contract. I mean, we don't want to make this harder than what it really is. It's a very simple process, but there are some tools that I feel we will need to have in place to help the new people that come into IOLO and also the veterans that are already in to enhance what you're already doing.
I love your advice here, Yolanda, because you're saying also to teach those salespeople how to comfort the customer and allow the customer to be comfortable, not uncomfortable, sitting around waiting for an approval, but to say, hey, why don't you go grab some lunch or give me your contact information and let me text you here. As soon as this comes back, I'll let you know, and you can come back in the store, and we'll get this done for you. So you're really giving them a nice, comfortable way to accept the process and exceed their expectations as well. I think this is really valuable to me personally. I love what you're telling me, and I definitely want to use this, Yolanda. We've had a great time with you today on the show. You're fantastic. We've got to get you back on the show
again.
We've got a couple people that have raised their hand, Yolanda, and I want to kind of finish the show up at the bottom of the hour today, but because it's Friday, and I know everybody's busy, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the people that are listening in right now are going to take this advice and put it to work today. But let's take a couple of real quick callers, and let's see if anybody's got some. Now, if you've got some questions for Yolanda, I would appreciate that you direct your questions to Yolanda today. But let's say area code 480, last four digits, 6505. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Steve from Phoenix, Arizona. First of all, I would like to thank Yolanda for the superb information. And as a retired 14-year mortgage loan officer, one of the first things I would tell my customers, do not go out and buy anything large or spend an excessive amount of money. And I have had people who did that. And just prior to closing, we re-verified their account and their credit, and it blew their loan because their credit score had
absolutely
decreased,
yes,
significantly.
Yes.
And the other thing is this time of year is, I'm sure, probably a lot of merchants keep it in mind, but I would make it a point for the merchant to say, you know, if you're getting a large refund from the IRS, you can use the IOLO rent on program, and then when your money comes in, pay it off. You know,
that's right.
And there's no
now, with that
anybody.
Being said, let me conversate with you a little bit on this one. Even with the, I wasn't able to go too deep into the refund issue, but what that did was, the first 6 months of the year, all the layaways were paid off.
Right.
Yes, the companies offer layaway. However, when they get a refund check, they come in and pay it off. But they don't have to do it that way any longer. They get that refund check, they can use it and pay some other bills or whatnot and put $500 into this IOLO situation that they want to start up and then pay it off whenever they feel like it. So
exactly.
I'm glad that you thank you for sharing your opinion on that. I appreciate it.
Is your name?
I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
No problem.
Go ahead. What were you saying? Go ahead.
I want to be sure I have her name spoke correctly. Is it Yolanda, Yolanda?
No, it's Yanda, Yolanda.
Yanda, okay. And what
was
the last
one? With the Y in the front.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate you being on the air with us today. And I want to ask you this, too, guys, if you think about it, Yolanda. This is the time of year when people are getting their tax returns. Don't people, when they've got a little lump sum of cash, also, isn't this a time when some people go out and purchase a home first? I mean, this is the time of year when they might take that cash and go put that as a down payment and do a purchase on a home. Isn't that when that industry's business kind of ticks up, the mortgage business?
Yes. Yes, it did. And then by the time we were able to, you're getting ready to close, 60, 90 days later, there's spring. They can move in.
Fantastic. Well, let's stick around here for just a couple more minutes. Let's go down to, I want to go out to Johnny in Oklahoma. Johnny, good morning to you, sir. Appreciate you calling in this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Actually, it's Colorado.
Okay, excuse me, Colorado.
Yawanda, good morning, Yawanda. I got to say, it's probably the best call I've been on since I've been with Iola.
Awesome, thank you.
I really do, because I see it coming from an agent in the field, and the knowledge that you have is very nice. I'm curious, though, on what you had alluded to with the checks and balances questions, because I do like that idea. I just was curious what you were alluding to.
Well, okay, basically, because I don't want to say something that's really not in existence yet, but it is sort of like a profile or a questionnaire, which will give you a little more confidence when you are approaching the merchants. And these are the same things or questions that need to be asked, but at least you're not coming across like you're reaching. These are certain things that need to be answered, and then that makes you more of the professional, and the merchant or salesperson actually respects the fact that you're asking questions that are that will benefit their bottom line. So it's about 10 questions that I think we should have, and because I'm a merchant processor as well, so when I go out to these merchants, you know that. You can't just ask them for their, $100,000 bank account information. You know, they're like, really? So and this is because of my experience, my background. This is why I'd be more than happy to share this and let you know these questions need to be done consistently so that you come across as the professional and you're not just coming out here looking for somebody to give you a break. You actually have real product.
I love this conversation, Yawanda, and I want to get Bud's comment here. Bud, I want to give you last voice today in the discussion, and thank you for everything that you're sharing with us, Yawanda. Bud, I know you're excited about this conversation today, and Yawanda's got some great and interesting ideas that we can add to our resource page here in the back office. But how are you this morning, Mr. Bud Nemeth?
I am fantastic. What a fantastic Friday call. Thank you, Yawanda, so much for being on the call. I'm thrilled that we had you on the call. Obviously, it was well-received, and I'm sure we'll get more wonderful reviews on this call, and that's exactly what this radio show is for. And also, I will get with you sometime later this afternoon and go through that. A couple of things, Tony, I want to point out is one of the things that and I know we're past the bottom of the hour. We are going to go long today, and it's Friday, and that's okay because you got the weekend off from the radio show. But a few of the things I want to highlight, what Yawanda said, the most valuable people in your Iola business are not necessarily the merchant themselves, but the salespeople, the people who are having point of contact with the customer. And when they're comfortable and confident about Iola and how to use it effectively, that's when they're going to make more sales. And if they are commission-based, they have an incentive to make more sales because they're going to make more commission. If they're hourly, we can work with them and be creative and give them some incentive. If it's my merchants and my employees in those stores, I'm going to put together a little incentive program to give them more incentive. But again, the key is build a relationship with those people and train those people because they're going to be the ones that are making the sales. The other thing she mentioned is how much success they had and merchants are having with programs that actually charge them a fee, sometimes double what MasterCard and Visa charge them, and also that they charge their customers a fee just for processing an application. And
yes,
we don't have those. So, again, like some stores offer, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, if you run into a store that's already using an RTO program, that doesn't mean they can't add ours to what they're already doing. It just gives their customers more options. And I know stores out there that are, using 3 or 4 or 5 now, and that's fine. As long as you're building that relationship, spending time, you're going to be moved up to the list, and we want them to run everyone through Iola first. She also mentioned the 90-day payoff option. We have some new materials being printed right now. Hopefully by Monday we can announce those, but we have an any-day payoff option. My background is advertising marketing. That's what I went to college for. Folks, it's all advertising and marketing. The minute percentage of people that take advantage of the 90-day or 100-day payoff is ridiculous. just think about some of the furniture stores out there that you see advertised signs in the window, no interest for 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. That's because even at those lengths of time, people don't pay those off early, and they know they that it's such a small percentage. But we have an any-day payoff option, and we are going to be highlighting that a little bit to where, listen, they can pay it off at any time with no penalties or fees. So that's and really what I'm most excited about is I know what's going on behind the scenes right now. I know the sales tools that are being created, the training programs, the stuff that I'm so excited about getting done and out into the field, and I think it's just going to make everybody's life so much easier and simpler. And
awesome.
I'm thrilled about this. So we will have those sales tools, and again, I will get in touch with you later today. And if guys, if you have any marketing materials, again, in your back office under your resources tab, there's a place under marketing to submit your marketing ideas. We have to run all those through compliance. Do not use anything that's not corporately approved and posted in your back office or that you've got back from compliance is approved, number one. And number two, there's also an email address there, input@iolo.net, that you can send in different suggestions and feedback. And again, that kind of leads me into the one thing I wanted to share with you all this morning is I was catching up on some reading this morning, and I came across an article that American Express did for its members on their open forum. It was entitled Richard Branson, How to Overcome Growing Pains. Now, he was being interviewed. Now, here's a man who's been in business for over 40 years. This guy has over 400 companies in his business portfolio today that he either owns or owns a big piece of. He's a billionaire who has had tremendous success, yet in the article, the interview was about the growing pains that he's endured with Virgin Airlines over the first 5 years, because the fact of the matter is that nearly half of all new businesses fail within their first 5 years, almost half.
Yes.
And here's a billionaire businessman who's had amazing success. You would think he knows how to start and run a business and not have to experience growing pains because he's done it so many times. And in the article, Virgin CEO David Cush explains, why one of the reasons why companies experience growing pains is because not even Richard Branson can predict the future. And companies that hold to its core values and respond effectively to things that were unknown or things that occur that were not or could not have been predicted are the companies that succeed. I say this because in the business cycle of life, Iolo is still a baby. Though Alan and his partners gave to this great vision 2 years ago and nurtured it and cared for it along the way, Iolo is still only 2 years old. And our business model that we employ now is only a few months old. So, for those of you who have kids older than two, think back to when they were two. They're no longer infants, and neither is Iolo. They're out of their crawling stage, and so is Iolo. Now they've learned to walk, but not really without falling down from time to time, and that kind of sounds like Iolo. But after a time or two, after a time, your two-year-old gets this walking thing down pretty good, and they even try to run now. And what happens to them when they try to run? Yes, they bite it. They fall on their face. They run in the walls. They even trip over their own feet, but they keep trying. Why do they keep trying? Because you, as their parent, are always there to help them up, repair the bumps and bruises, wipe off the dust, and prepare them to try again. And eventually they do run. And some run like the wind or soar like an airplane. And this sounds a lot like our company, Iolo. Yes, we've had some growing pains, but that's good news because it means we're growing. And yes, we will have some more because we can't predict the future. But the great news is that we have people like Alan and Nelson and Donna and Holly and myself and many, many others who are going to be there always loving and nurturing and helping Iolo as a company and you as an agent get back up, dust ourselves off, make the tweaks that are necessary to fly to the top of this industry and take a bunch of folks with us. And though we may hit some turbulence along the way, eventually we will rise high enough above it all and have nothing but smooth, clear skies ahead of us because Alan, who is a certified jet pilot, by the way, is at the controls of this amazing jet known as Iolo. So all I'd like to end it with this weekend, Tony, is look out, Richard Branson.
I think that's a great way to end it. And, Yolanda, I want to say thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you.
Wow. I really appreciate it.
You did a great job. We're really excited guys, let's sail into the weekend now and finish up all the business for the week and get ready for a new week. But I tell you what, we really appreciate everyone being on the show today. Be sure that you text this show out. It will be archived, so you can listen to it again and again and again. Yawanda brought a tremendous amount of information. Bud, nice finish. Donnie, thanks so much for everything, my brother. We'll be back on Monday morning, our friends, and be sure and let your team know to tune in to ILO Radio.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of ILO Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with ILO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.